And a good afternoon, everyone. Time for another Taco Tuesday on Q92, regular feature heard every week at this time. We get together with Amber Boyens, registered dietitian nutritionist with Immunutrition right here in Madison, Minnesota. Amber, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, pretty good.
Good.
It's Talk Like a Pirate Day today.
Yeah.
Are we going to talk about that in the theme today? Or
you know, I'm not really sure how to work that into this one.
Well, arg, okay.
And people might turn the radio off if I try to do this whole thing in a pirate voice.
Yeah, so. That's probably true. So, yeah, I know.
We'll just do a normal taco.
Yeah. It was some special day last week we talked about.
It was.
Let your kids loose in the kitchen day or something like that.
We'll call it that, yeah. Okay.
That was a good program.
Yeah, that was a fun one.
But today we're talking about kids again, but we're talking about the family on the go.
Yeah.
And you got some ideas how they can make life a little easier maybe.
I do. Well, you know, sports families, even though the kids are very active, tend to have some of the least healthy diets because they're on the go. So statistically, teenage athletes and their families eat more fast food than their non-athlete counterparts because they're driving all over the place. And oftentimes that gets in the way of evening meals and family dinners and all of that kind of stuff. So I thought we could talk a little bit for families who do have those busy schedules and don't have that time between school and supper to make something, or who maybe are just on the go for whatever reason throughout the course of the week. We know we've got 3 teenage nephews, and those families are all over the place, along with the 10-year-old who's busy too. So we see this all the time in our life, and I have a lot of friends who have kids who are busy. So if we can cut out just a couple of those fast food meals, or
maybe this could apply toward busy sportscasters too.
Busy sportscasters as well.
Many names, but
nobody specific.
Yeah,
no,
they should listen up. Okay.
Well, I think, and that's the trick too, right? Is when you go to these events, a lot of times the concessions that you're buying there are going toward that team or the activities at that school. They're not necessarily the most nourishing foods either, so it can be kind of a tricky situation to support the team in the way you want to and also feed yourself and your family in the way you want to. So one of the things that we can do is enjoy some of those things that we have. If you do typically buy things while you're at sporting events or out and about, it's okay to have part of it. But sometimes it can be helpful to pack a little bit of nutrition to go along with it. So if you know that you're going to be out and about, you know that you're going to be having your evening meal either at the sporting event or after through a drive-through, if we can even pack along some sides to go along with it, maybe it's, you know, pre-packaged things are really simple. They don't require any prep at all. Cost a little bit more to get the individual serving sizes of things, but they're pretty handy. So if we have individual things like cottage cheese or Greek yogurt, cheese sticks, nuts and seeds, they make little peanut butter pouches now. You can do little peanut butter pouches and bananas or cut up celery, meat sticks. Any of those kinds of proteins that you can put with a fruit and or a vegetable can be good sides if you get a burger or a hot dog or something like that that's giving you a little bit of protein but not a lot of nutrition beyond that protein.
I like a walking taco myself because there's lettuce in it, so that'd be a little salad, you know. And
yeah.
What do you think?
A little. And it's not that something like that is void of nutrition, right? We're getting a little bit.
Right.
So if we can just have these little things on the side to supplement that, you can both support the team and also do a little bit to nourish your body. So instead of getting 2 walking tacos because one wasn't enough to fill you up, get 1 walking taco and then have some of these sides to go along with it.
It's funny you should talk about food. Now, I know at a Lac Parra Valley, and I think Dawson's done it too, they're having a taste of Lac Parra where the different clubs have a different food that you can go around and sample. So
yes.
Might be hard to control yourself during homecoming here coming up.
And homecoming doesn't happen every week, right?
That's true.
We do want to and we do want to encourage kids to try different foods and to make different things. So I love that idea where kids are in charge of making something or helping determine what that food is going to be and are maybe even trying some different things, which can be a great opportunity to expand your palate a little bit. If you're not going somewhere where you're going to be eating most of your meal there, bento boxes, have you ever heard of those before?
I have.
Yes. They're little lunch boxes that have little compartments for different things. Thermoses, most people have heard of those, or any kind of a thermos type item. It doesn't have to be that brand. Reusable bags and a good cooler or lunchbox are things that really every sports family should have. If we can afford all the sports fees and the uniforms and all of that, just getting a good cooler, thermos, or bento box can go a long way and just making sure that you're nourished. So in those thermoses, we often think about like hot beverages and soups and things like that, which are great to go in there. But in addition to something like that, you can put things like smoothies in there, high protein smoothies, chia pudding. You can put meatballs in there, or chicken, homemade chicken nuggets, stir fries, cooked veggies. So if you don't like raw vegetables, you don't want to have the celery and carrot sticks with ranch or peanut butter, you can put some cooked vegetables in there. And again, you've got whatever you're having for your protein, and then you've got those cooked veggies on the side. Trail mix is great. A lot of our trail mix that we buy in the store tends to come with quite a bit of added sugar. So if we can make that at home, that's ideal, but we can still put in nuts and seeds. I often will put in like just plain chocolate chips instead of doing candy. Some good quality dried fruit that doesn't have a lot of added sugar can be a really great option that doesn't really make a mess. You don't need silverware. You don't need to heat it. It's pretty shelf stable. Something that's easy to take along.
Maybe a handful of chickpeas in there.
You could. Yeah. They actually make little roasted chickpeas can do. Chickpeas out of the can might not be as appealing for a lot of people. But there's also a brand called Hippies, H-I-P-P-E-A-S, which is like chickpea Cheetos, basically, like chickpea little crunchy things. Still, I wouldn't say that they are healthy, but they are probably healthier than some of our other crunchy snacks. And then healthy fats. We talked about nut butters, but portioned olives, guacamole, hummus, those healthy fats are really what help keep us full. And especially if we're dealing with kids who are really active, making sure that they're well-nourished is really important. It's going to help support their immune system. It's going to help prevent injuries or recover from injuries a little bit more quickly. It's going to help with endurance. It's going to help with sleep. All of the things that all of us need, especially if we're being active, whether we're kids or adults. Planning things out if you know you're going to be traveling so that you have these things on hand or you know where you're going to stop. If you're going to a sporting event in a slightly larger town, you'll maybe have a few healthier options for fast food. Not as many healthy options at a lot of the burger fast food type places, but you can usually find something that's a little bit more nourishing. So making sure that when we're thinking about these meals, whether it's at home or on the road, that we're thinking about making sure everyone's getting a good protein source. That one's usually not too hard if we're doing burgers or hot dogs or walking tacos. But then making sure that we're getting colorful fiber sources. So those fruits and veggies are really important. And getting some good healthy fat, which is going to help keep us full, help control blood sugars for those people who need to pay attention to that, all of that kind of stuff. So just being a little bit more mindful about what we're doing when we're on the road all week.
Okay.
And honestly, if you're a sales rep, my husband travels a lot for work. We do stuff like this. Even having things in the crock pot ready to go when you get home, because otherwise you're probably going to default to a quick pizza or sometimes a quick sandwich that, you know, doesn't maybe, have a whole lot to it.
Or maybe nothing.
Or maybe nothing, exactly.
That's and you a just lot go of times my option. Well, I don't know what to make. I'll just skip it.
I'll just skip it. Yep. But then we tend to snack on things. Yep. They're probably not the
candy,
most nourishing
candy corn
things.
And peanuts,
candy corn, yes.
Wash it down with a Bush N.A.
There we go. Or a big glass of milk, right?
There you go. Big glass of milk. I'm still one of those who goes to the restaurant and orders milk with my meal.
So, that's okay. Yeah, so. Better than a pop.
That's right.
So, absolutely.
So I'm supporting the dairy industry.
That's right.
All right. Well, all good information, Amber. And if people want to carry on the discussion or get more, how can they find you?
Yep. You can find me on Facebook at IMU Nutrition. That's IMU Nutrition. And I'll put some of these recipes up there and a link to some of these handouts and stuff that I've put together for busy families. And again, good for busy families, good for people who travel for work, anything like that. But you can also find me on my website, imunutrition.com. Or call up to the clinic here in Madison if you'd like to schedule an appointment.
And like you on Facebook, and then you get all kinds of good information.
You got it.
All right. Sounds good.
All right.
And we'll have more good information on another Taco Tuesday coming up next week.
Sounds good.
Same time, same place, same spot on your radio dial.
There we go. Thank you.
Thank you, Amber. You have a good week.
You too.